The threat of military action has Syrians fleeing by the tens of thousands every day. We'll tell you what you can do about it. Has God been tugging on your heart for missions? We've got a story just for you. And some people start celebrating the Advent season early, like now. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As the West mulls over a military response to Syria, refugees are surging toward any place that seems safer than home. The Lebanese government estimates they're seeing more than 10,000 Syrians enter each day. We caught up with Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer in Lebanon, where they're helping out.
They said, nobody else is helping us, and yet you followers of Jesus are here and helping us. And I sit there and watch our national partners give bread and give oil and give vegetables and give some shelter and also share with them verbally about the love of Jesus Christ.
They're overwhelmed. BGR partners need help. We can connect you at our website. As one woman said,
please tell the people of the world we're suffering. Please help us. Please help us. And it really tore at my heart to see what kind of conditions folks are living in and to see their plea. I don't think they're concerned about factions and the political things that are there. They're just concerned about finding food and shelter and safe places for their families.
Next, do you own a Christian music CD? Well, that could get you heavily fined in Kazakhstan. A 9-year-old Kazakhstani boy recently gave Christian CDs to two of his teachers. One of the CD covers read, God Loves You Too. A head teacher saw the CD and immediately called the police, according to the Voice of Martyrs source, Forum 18 News. The boy was interrogated and his mother was heavily fined for illegal religious activity. You can read more on this story at our website. This is Mission Network News. A disturbing development is emerging in Kazakhstan. Assist News says a Presbyterian minister is now in a psychiatric center after praying for the sick. Now, although the man isn't mentally ill, he's been charged with harming health, and authorities want him declared insane. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says this accusation was common under Soviet rule.
That was one of their methods of trying to stamp out religious faith. There really is a perplexing situation why they would be targeting religious groups like this with these types of measures.
An upcoming addition to Kazakhstan's harsh religion laws is making the need for prayer even bigger. Pray for missionary pastors, church leaders, and individual believers.
Asking that the Lord would give them abundant wisdom on what to do in their particular situation.
Find more ways to come alongside SGA in Central Asia at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, has God been putting missions on your heart lately? Diane Romaine with Vision Beyond Borders has opportunities to serve worldwide.
We take teams all over Southeast Asia. We also need teams to go into Romania and also into Cuba.
You don't have to be experienced to go. All you need is a willing spirit and helping hands.
There's just a tremendous need for Bibles, tremendous need for supplies in the refugee camps. We need people that are willing to go and carry the supplies in and give these gifts in the name of Jesus.
So is God calling you to go? You can get connected at our website.
They can actually contact the office at 406-587-2321, and they can visit with Andy, who is the travel coordinator for Vision Beyond Borders.
And pray for people who think they're not talented enough to serve.
We're all weak, fragile, and perfect vessels. If he's calling you to do some of these things, he will equip you.
And there are some people who start celebrating Christmas really early. You know who you are. Buckner International joins their ranks now, though, because they're already thinking about Advent. This year, they're offering you a special way to celebrate and anticipate the birth of Christ through a daily devotional guide. It's a free Advent calendar written by those who minister to widows and orphans on a daily basis. Place your order by October 18th. We've got links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Now, storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD. It takes a closer look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 for your copy or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.